was the summer of 99. It was such a severe heat that there were brownouts all over the city. I remember being everywhere at once and wearing a thick white turtleneck and flashy pants and boots. I had had nothing to eat or drink since yesterday's morning meds. Finally, the heat got to me, and I ended my senseless pacing of the city streets for a quick refreshment and a local key food. Even in the supermarket, some aisles had been cleared, but a few things were left, and there was the humming of cool, cool air. I think I had been in there about 2 hours, shivering with dried sweat and barely able to stand, when I made it to the counter with my juice. The world was waiting for me. I told the register girl, could she read the ingredients for me? I wanted to be sure I had the nectar of the gods. I wanted to share with the poor and the diseased. Outside, the streets were like miniature circuses, and I greedily ripped open my container of OJ and slugged away. Instantly, everything came sharply into focus. My limbs started to twitch with renewed strength and vigor, and I felt invincible and full of love.
The mind is awake. The eyes are closed. And the sun falls through the sheets, and it grabs like a glove.
I headed up Avenue A to the park as the magic flowed through my body and out my eyes, touching others and changing their lives forever. I made it to Tompkins Square Park with about a quarter of the container when I saw the usual hordes of summertime squatters, junkies, and all sorts of other down-and-out homeless. One elderly man draped in rags caught my eye, and I sauntered up to him with a warm greeting. Strangely, he didn't recognize me, but with absolutely no hesitation, I held out my juice to him, and he, with some looks of uncertainty, took it and put it with his heap of trash slash belongings tied to his shopping cart.
The mind is awake, the eyes are closed, and the sun falls through the sheet and grasps like a glove. The mind is awake, and the eyes are closed, and the sun falls through the sheet, and it grasps like a glove.
Now, I felt I knew what my real work was. Out in the streets of NYC, I started giving away everything. I forgot to eat and drink. I forgot about being taken advantage of. I just forgot and drifted further and further away from the solidity of my part and all that I thought I had ever learned.